This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's back up to Friday, the March unemployment report we got at the end of last week. Strong job creation, steady wage growth, a tick down in the unemployment rate, which has now been below 4% for better than 2 years. One bit of bad news did catch our eye, though. Unemployment for black workers in this economy rose sharply in March, up 0.8% to 6.4%, the highest in almost 2 years. For some context here, white unemployment, steady at 3.4%, almost half the rate of black workers. We had Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman take a closer look at all that.
It's possible the surge in black unemployment is just a statistical anomaly, says Jasmine Tucker at the National Women's Law Center.
We're talking about a sample that's not huge. That's why we see a lot of these big month-to-month jumps when we're looking at groups by race and gender.
Except black unemployment's been rising since January.
If there's a 3 or 4 month trend upward, then there still might be something worth worrying about.
Economist Gary Hoover at Tulane University says black workers with, on average, less training and experience tend to be more vulnerable to job loss.
If we think of black unemployment as being the canary in the coal mine, the first wave of unemployment before it hits the overall economy, then this could be a harbinger of things to come.
But we haven't seen other signs of a job market downturn. So Hoover thinks there might be a more favorable explanation.
You can't be unemployed if you're not looking for a job. Part of this could be that labor market conditions are conducive now to more individuals being willing to look for employment.
The recent uptick in the black unemployment rate is worth watching, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute, but she points out,
this is still quite low by any historical measure.
And she says other measures of black labor market performance are really strong following years of post-pandemic hiring and wage gains for low-wage workers. Gould reports that at the end of last year, a higher percentage of black workers aged 25 to 54 had jobs than ever before. And wages have improved more than any time in the last 40 years, growing nearly 1.5% a year since the pandemic after accounting for inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.